Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1912, recorded on Thursday the 23rd of June 2016, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Sarah Houghton and I am joined by
James McGarry. Thank you, Sarah. We'd like to welcome new listeners, Lillian Riches, Elizabeth Davis and Derek Doubleday, all from Norwich, and Gwen Bracey from Sproulston. We hope you enjoy our Chatterbox recordings. As always, we have a selection of news items, two features, one on the delights or otherwise of gardening, and an accolade for a local road. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. At the end of this recording, you will have the July edition of Let's Talk to enjoy. Our first stories include a hospital secretary taking to the stage and a sponsorship deal for the Canaries. But first, the Norwich Society has some controversial ideas for the city.
We have got to acknowledge this is a medieval city. The transport systems are near or at capacity, and doing nothing is not an option. Those words from Tom McCabe, Executive Director of Community and Environmental Services at Norfolk County Council, informed the latest report from the Norwich Society, Getting Around Norwich. But many of the suggestions mooted in the report have been met with hostility from motorists who have already suffered months of roadworks and fresh traffic schemes. With a focus on eliminating city centre traffic, the Norwich Society says there are many options to be considered, but the last resort would be congestion charging. The Norwich Society has supported moves that are heading towards a ban on private cars using the city centre as a through route, eventually closing the final two through routes, Bank Plain and Tombland, they said. We believe that the complete ban on through traffic needs to be implemented to improve vehicular access for those living in the city centre and others who may otherwise face significant problems. If these measures fail to reduce the proportion of the journeys by car, we suggest that congestion charging may become necessary, they conclude.
Horses have been removed from a riverside park after the City Council intervened. Local residents claim the animals have grazed at Beaufort Southern Park in the west of city for more than a decade, but bailiffs have now taken the horses away. A spokesman for the City Council said the increasing numbers of horses grazing illegally had forced the council's hand. The council is in talks with a person who claims to own the horses. Because the park is owned by the city council, its officers must enforce licensed and controlled grazing. The spokesman said the horses are currently being held by the bailiff, who has been instructed that we want them to be rehomed. The latest situation is that the possible owner has contacted us about the horses and been urged to get in contact with the bailiffs as regards ownership and reclaiming them, as they are dealing with the matter on our behalf. Notice was given at the end of May warning that horses would be removed unless they were taken away by their owner. Residents previously told this newspaper that the police had occasionally been called because the animals had escaped onto the road.
Overnight visits to the east of England by British holidaymakers soared by 9% last year, with almost 10 million stays in the region in total. The Visit England figures, the latest available, show that 8.98 million overnight trips were made in 2014, a figure which jumped to 9.73 million last year. And the spending by those visitors also rose, with £1.6 billion in 2014 increasing to £1.63 billion last year, a jump of 2%. However, the number of nights stayed dropped slightly by 5%. Pete Waters, Executive Director of Visit East Anglia, said, It's encouraging news that there are more trips to this region, but the slight decline in staying nights is something we need to address. More than 70 million people came for day trips to Norfolk and Suffolk last year to enjoy our beautiful coast and countryside and family-friendly attractions. But to really make a difference to the visitor economy, we have to convert some of those to stay visitors and develop ourselves as a year-round destination.
Aviva will continue to be Norwich City's main sponsors for a further year, the club has announced. It will see the Aviva Community Fund logo on the team shirts for the 2016-17 season. The deal is an extension of the three-year community partnership between Aviva and the Canaries, which begins at the start of the 2016-17 season. The Aviva Community Fund offers support and funding for causes across the UK. Lindsay Foster, Aviva's Customer Marketing Director, said, "We are delighted to be able to extend the main club sponsorship with Norwich City Football Club and have the Aviva Community Fund proudly displayed on the club's shirts next season." Steve Stone, Norwich City's Interim Chief Executive, added, "We are delighted to be embarking on a record ninth year with Aviva as our main club sponsors." Having concluded an extensive period of negotiations regarding the sponsorship, it became clear that this was the best fit for the football club. It provides continuity with a brand well known both locally and in the global marketplace, as well as one that shares our community-minded objectives.
Staffing levels at mental health wards are under the spotlight after figures revealed a reduction of permanently employed nurses filling shifts. Figures show the Trust's fill rate of nurses employed by NSFT is fluctuating between 80% and 90%, meaning managers have to use extra funds to bring in temporary staff or upskill care support workers. By comparison, the Trust's fill rate last summer was between 87 and 95%. It comes as the Royal College of Nursing warned the NHS is facing an endless winter of pressures. The Trust currently employs 1,186 nurses, a rise of 88 from last October, when there were 1,098 nurses at the Trust. A spokesman for the Trust said it automatically took on newly qualified nurses from the University of East Anglia and University Campus Suffolk. "As well as recruiting new members of staff, we are looking at ways of retaining and developing our existing staff, giving them many more opportunities to extend their qualifications, skills and careers within mental health, the spokesman added. "We conduct locality-focused recruitment campaigns and recruitment fairs." RCN's Eastern Region Director, Karen Webb, said mental health trusts had to demonstrate commitment to safe staffing levels to attract and keep nurses. She also said people should be concerned about the plans to remove bursaries for student nurses, claiming the idea is a dangerous gamble. "The government wants to scrap the bursaries because it believes it will lead to more nurses being trained."
Engineers have warned of disruption as a city centre road will close for gas works. The 6 weeks project led by National Grid will be renewing gas mains in Westwick Street, Norwich, and is the latest in a series of city centre roadworks. The work to replace the existing iron gas mains with tough plastic pipes that have a lifespan of at least 80 years. Engineers said that there would be a lane closure and then a full road closure in Westwick Street for an unspecified amount of time during the work. This was to allow work to be carried out safely and in the shortest time possible. A diversion route will be in place and exact timings for the closures will be confirmed once work is underway. Gas engineers may need access to homes and businesses to replace service pipes, and work will involve temporarily interrupting the gas supply. Anyone who is affected will be notified beforehand. All National Grid engineers carry official identity cards.
A very rare 1,000-year-old silver penny made in Norwich 100 years before the Battle of Hastings is expected to fetch about £2,000 at auction. The coin was struck at the Norwich Mint sometime between 946 and 955 during the 10-year reign of the short-lived Anglo-Saxon king Edred. The penny's mint signature, N-O-W-E, for Norwich, makes it very rare, according to the auctioneer's Spink. The coin also features the name of the moneyer, who oversaw production of coins at the Norwich Mint during King Edred's reign. His name was Prim, and it was his job to check and ensure the weight, purity, and fineness of coins produced in Norwich. The silver penny is expected to fetch between £1,800 and £2,200 at Spink's Auction House in Bloomsbury, London.
Maria Smithson usually spends her days booking in patients for radiology appointments at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. But this summer, disease and diagnosis will make way for shimmer and sequins when Maria takes to the chroma stage as one of the main acts for the resort's popular End of the Pier Seaside special. Norwich-born Maria, 52, has been a hospital secretary for 25 years, but her NNN bosses are giving her a sabbatical so she can share her talent for comedy impressions with the thousands who flock to the show. She first dabbled in show business as an 18-year-old when she was signed up by an agent in a search for a star talent contest at Norwich's Talk of the East venue. Fellow wage office colleagues at the city's former Rowntree Macintosh factory had persuaded her to give it a try after loving her impressions of characters, real and fictional, of those days, including TV goof Frank Spencer, Peggy from Heidi High, and both Prince Charles and the Princess of Wales. Marriage and bringing up daughter Laura, now 22, intervened until Maria entered Britain's Got Talent in 2012, appearing on TV in the audition rounds and being chosen as a reserve act for the live shows. A YouTube video of one of her auditions was spotted by Chroma Peer Office supervisor James Flockhart, who got doubly excited at her Norwich link and tipped off show chiefs. Family and friends, including her NNN colleagues, will be joining audiences to support Maria, whose only sadness is that her father, who died 8 years ago, will not be there to see his daughter make his prediction come true. She remembered, "When we used to go to the show, Dad used to say, 'I can see you up there on that stage one day.'"
American burger chain Five Guys is set to open its first restaurant in Norwich in the former Pizza Hut building on Orford Place. It follows confirmation from Pizza Hut that they would be shutting the restaurant permanently. The Pizza Hut signs have already been removed from the front of the building. Plans submitted to Norwich City Council by Five Guys show that the restaurant will be able to seat 120 people and will be spread over two floors with an outside seating area on the pavement in front of the restaurant.
The City of Norwich School has been awarded a Space Education Quality Mark. During the year, pupils took part in science, art and writing days and 2 days of space and physics workshops with 22 different schools. The school also has a radio club, carried out experiments with rocket seeds and hosted a live link-up with British astronaut Tim Peake during his stay on the International Space Station. Activities planned for the next year include a space balloon project, working with education charity Yellow Brick, which works in education in sub-Saharan Africa, and other schools.
A Norwich-based group which tackles sexual exploitation in the city has warned the huge increase in demand for its services over the past year is set to continue. The Magdalene Group was set up more than 20 years ago with the aim of raising awareness and preventing the sexual exploitation and coercion of women and young people. The work of the King Street-based charity has grown from strength to strength through a variety of projects helping sex workers and young people at risk from sexual exploitation. But so too has the demand from those it helps. The group's annual report has revealed that over the past year they have worked to help more than 200 young people and over 100 women, while between March 2015 and April 2016, more than 80 victims of child sexual exploitation through befriending targeted support or therapeutic sessions.
Ugly unwanted potatoes could be transformed into beauty products by UEA researchers who have won a £2.8 million grant to find an innovative way to use waste food. Millions of tons of vegetables are discarded every year by the food industry through surplus supply, processing waste, and produce being rejected due to the demanding specifications of supermarkets. But rather than being destined for the dustbin, UEA scientists believe they have found a higher purpose for starchy items, including potatoes, by recycling them into personal care products, such as medical gels and beauty creams.